Welcome to the Super Prompt Podcast. Join me, your host, Tony Wan, as I go under the hood with AI experts, engineers, and entrepreneurs to explore burning questions, pitfalls, and best practices. Whether you're inside the industry or not, I hope to reveal something you haven't yet discovered. We laugh, we cry, we iterate for early adopters of generative AI. Welcome to the Generative AI Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Wan. This is my second solo episode. I'm subtitling these episodes AI Cheat Sheets because it's where I give more explanation, definition, and context. The idea is to bring up to speed those new to the world of AI, but it's also a way for me to integrate what I've learned thus far from my own investigation in my conversations with guests. Think of these as companion guides so you can get more out of the conversations you hear on the normal podcast. The people I speak to, my guests, normally are AI experts, so I don't want to bog down our conversations by having them define terms every 30 seconds. So that's what I do here, in addition to sharing some things I've learned from my own research. The format, letters read aloud. I start each of these solo episodes with a question. In this episode, I ask the question, how do the terms ChatGPT, GPT-3, and large language models, abbreviated LLMs, relate to each other? I wanted to be entertained by the response, so I asked ChatGPT to write a nursery rhyme about these terms. The prompt I used was, write a nursery rhyme that explains the relationship between GPT-3, ChatGPT, large language model, neural network, machine learning, and artificial intelligence. So I threw in a few extra terms there. And this is what ChatGPT came back with. In the land of tech and AI, where machines could talk and reply, there were models that could learn and grow and make our conversations flow. GPT-3 was the biggest of all, with ChatGPT not too small. Both were language models great, and their abilities did fascinate. They had neural networks deep that helped them think and never sleep. And through machine learning ways, they could improve upon their days. Artificial intelligence they had that made them smart and never sad. They could understand and comprehend and communicate until the end. So when you talk to a machine, remember what these models mean. They're tools that we can utilize to help us grow and make us wise. Not bad, right? Even if it was a bit too cheery and optimistic, but after all, I did ask for a nursery rhyme and not a dystopian novel. This got me to thinking, in what way could I make this less of a boring definition exercise? And I came up with this prompt. Write a funny script for a Friends episode, including the terms GPT-3, ChatGPT, large language model, neural network, and artificial intelligence. And ChatGPT actually responded with a script. This thing looks exactly like a script. So it starts with fade in, colon, interior shot, Central Park, day. Chandler and Joey are sitting on the couch. Chandler is reading a book while Joey is playing on his phone. Chandler: hey, what are you doing? Joey: I'm trying to teach my phone how to talk like me. Chandler: what? Why? Joey: so I can finally have someone who understands me. Chandler: that's such sad, man. Joey: hey, it's not like I have a GPT-3 or anything. Suddenly, Ross bursts into the coffee shop. Ross: hey guys, guess what? Chandler, what? Ross, I got replaced by ChatGPT at work.
Joey, what's a ChatGPT?
Ross, it's an artificial intelligence program that can respond as me. My boss said it's more efficient and accurate than me.
Chandler, that's rough, man.
Ross, yeah, tell me about it. And the worst part is that it's a large language model, which means it can generate responses on its own without my input.
Joey, does that mean it can learn how to be more like you?
Ross, exactly. It uses a neural network to analyze my previous responses and mimic my writing style.
Chandler, wow, that's impressive, but also kind of creepy.
Ross, tell me about it.
I feel like I've been replaced by a robot version of myself.
Just then, Monica walks in.
Monica,
hey guys, what's up?
Ross, I got replaced by ChatGPT at work.
Monica, what's a ChatGPT?
Chandler, it's an artificial intelligence program that can respond as Ross.
Monica,
oh, that's cool.
Can we get one for Joey?
Joey, hey.
Monica,
I'm just kidding, Joey, but seriously, think about the possibilities. We could have ChatGPTs for all of us and never have to leave the apartment again.
Chandler, I don't think that's how it works, Mon.
Monica, oh, come on. It's not like we have to worry about neural networks taking over the world or anything.
Suddenly, the lights flicker and the coffee machine starts spewing steam.
Joey, Amon, I think you jinxed us.
The group looks around nervously as the machines continue to malfunction. Fade to black in large caps.
Okay, I do not know what to make of this script because the script is both funny and ominous, and it's nested very deeply like the Matrix. It's AI friends portraying real world friends talking about how they're being replaced by AI friends. But then the AI generated world that the AI friends are part of, the Matrix, takes a dark turn when the coffee machines start malfunctioning. It's as if the AI powers that be are messing with the friends. Okay, so if this is ChatGPT's sense of humor, I like it. But it scares me at the same time. I climbed out of this weird rabbit hole and transitioned to a more serious line of questioning, starting with this prompt. Explain the relationship between ChatGPT, GPT-3, large language model, neural network, and artificial intelligence. ChatGPT's response to this prompt was very unsatisfying. It was a boring answer to a boring prompt, very vague. After trying a bunch of prompts, I realized what I was asking for was a bit too vague. When I asked for it to explain the relationship, that can be interpreted many different ways, and it's not very specific. So I came up with this new prompt. Put the following terms in hierarchical order. GPT-3, ChatGPT, large language model, neural network, artificial intelligence. Okay, this was more what I was looking for when ChatGPT responded succinctly with artificial intelligence, and there was a greater sign, neural network. So basically, it just gave me a list of the terms starting with the highest level term to the lowest level. So at the highest level, artificial intelligence, then neural network, then large language model, then GPT-3, then ChatGPT. This was actually the response I was looking for to test my understanding. And it actually exposed a misconception I had because I would have put the terms in a different order. I would have flipped around GPT-3 and ChatGPT. I actually thought ChatGPT was kind of a superset of GPT-3, meaning that ChatGPT
could access all of GPT-3's functions in that it acted just as a GUI for GPT-3. That turns out to be wrong. GPT-3 actually is the larger, more powerful model. ChatGPT is a version of GPT-3 that's been optimized for conversation and chat. Think of it as a special implementation for human conversation. GPT-3 is the more general purpose language model. And here are some factoids that you might find interesting. The largest version of a GPT-3 has 175 billion parameters, while the largest version of ChatGPT only has 6 billion parameters. So it's a, you know, quite a big difference in terms of the size of the model. After asking ChatGPT for some examples of things that GPT-3 might do better than ChatGPT, one example I came up with that it validated for me was the complex task of translating an entire Shakespeare novel to Mandarin. GPT-3 might be better at that because it's a more advanced language model trained on a larger data set, which would enable it to capture the nuances of Shakespeare's writing and then translate it to Mandarin. But, you know, for most of the purposes I can imagine that I wanted to do, things like question and answers and conversations, ChatGPT is great for that. And that continues to be my primary area of experimentation. So after ChatGPT put these terms in hierarchical order, I wanted to get more details. So what I did was I asked ChatGPT that above and beyond just giving me the hierarchy, I wanted to know why each term lower in the hierarchy, meaning the lower level term, why it was a more specific implementation of the term that preceded it. Okay. And this actually turned out to be the exact prompt I was looking for that really summarized or actually created a good way of presenting the information I was looking at this stage of my understanding. So here is ChatGPT's response. It put the five terms I requested into our hierarchy, beginning with the highest level concept first, which is artificial intelligence. And it says, artificial intelligence is the broadest term because it encompasses all forms of intelligent agents, including those that are not related to language processing. Neural network, the next term in the hierarchy, is a type of machine learning algorithm that is designed to simulate the function of the human brain. It's a more specific implementation of artificial intelligence. In other words, there are other ways to implement artificial intelligence that are not considered neural networks. There are some algorithmic implementation of artificial intelligence that preceded this innovation that we're calling neural networks. Okay, then comes the next term, large language model, also abbreviated LLM. That refers to a particular type of neural network architecture, and it's an architecture that's been trained on vast amounts of text data to understand and generate human-like language. And so large language model, or LLM, is an implementation of a neural network. GPT-3, the next term I asked for, is a specific large language model developed by the company OpenAI. And after this explanation by ChatGPT, I'm going to describe other examples of large language models. GPT-3, which stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer 3, is a more specific implementation of large language model. And then the last term in the hierarchy, or the most specific term, is ChatGPT. ChatGPT is a user-friendly interface for interacting with GPT-3, which provides a natural language processing tool that can generate responses to user input. It's a more specific implementation of GPT-3. And this idea of thinking it as a user-friendly interface for interacting with GPT-3. That's the kind of summary that led me astray to think that ChatGPT can do everything GPT-3 does. So it can. So even though it's user-friendly interface, it's a user-friendly interface that doesn't access all of GPT-3's functions. It's mostly trying to access GPT-3's human language conversational capabilities. And ChatGPT summarizes this response with, therefore, each item lower in the hierarchy is a more specific implementation than the term that preceded it. ChatGPT being the most specific implementation in this list. Okay, so right now it would be good to mention that even though we've been talking a lot about GPT-3 and ChatGPT, there's other large language models out there. Many of the big tech companies are working on their own large language model. This is kind of a race because it unlocks so much value for consumers that every major tech consumer company is racing on the artificial intelligence front, particularly when it comes to large language models. So Google's version of ChatGPT is called Bard, B-A-R-D, like the person who tells stories. And Google's version of GPT-3 is Lambda, spelled L-A-M-D-A, which also is an abbreviation for Language Model for Dialogue Applications. So Google's equivalent of the large language model is Bard and Lambda. Facebook also has an initiative on this front. Facebook's large language model, it's called Llama, L-L-A-M-A, and it stands for Large Language Model Meta AI. And I'm sure Meta is in their name because Facebook's parent company is Meta. Alibaba, which is a Chinese company, has a large language model too, but it's an unpronounceable Chinese name that I will learn how to pronounce eventually, just not in this episode. So at this point, we've seen how the terms GPT-3, ChatGPT, large language models relate to each other. I wanted to see what other ways this information could be presented to me. And toying with various prompts, it was this prompt that surprised me the most and I found the most entertaining. So the prompt I came up with was, write a fairy tale poem featuring a fox and a rabbit, including the following terms: GPT-3, ChatGPT, large language model, neural network, artificial intelligence. And this is the fairy tale ChatGPT came back with. In a meadow green and wide, a fox and rabbit did reside. One cunning, sly, and quick of wit, the other timid, small, and lithe. The fox had learned to speak with ease, using GPT-3 to craft his speech. He spin a tale with eloquence and leave his prey with no defense. The rabbit, though, was not so wise. He knew not of ChatGPT's guise. He spoke with simple words and phrases, unaware of the machine's mazes. But as the fox drew near to pounce, the rabbit's instincts did announce that something wasn't quite the same, for words were not the fox's game. The fox had learned with great intent, through neural networks that were well spent, a large language model at his aid, with natural language processing his trade. Machine learning was his forte, artificial intelligence his gateway, but the rabbit with his simple ways had found a path to happier days. For though the fox had all the tools, the rabbit's heart was never fooled. He knew the fox was up to his tricks and outwitted him with swift kicks. And so the meadow stayed in peace with both the fox and rabbit at ease. For though one had GPT-3 at his command, the other's wit was just as grand. What do you think?
I was so surprised when I read this because of all the stories I thought ChatGPT would write. I wouldn't think it would write a story where AI loses. So the protagonist of this story, or one of the protagonists, the fox using AI, loses to the rabbit who doesn't use AI. So I thought that was very charming. So ChatGPT, if you're looking at a way into my heart, I think you're starting to find it. It's a very cute story, even though it's unrealistic. I hope ChatGPT, you and I get to live happily ever after. But that would be a fairy tale, wouldn't it?
That's it for today. You've been listening to a solo episode of the Generative AI Podcast that I'm subtitling as AI Cheat Sheets. And this is cheat sheet number 2. In this episode, we explore the relationship between ChatGPT, GPT-3, and large language models. We did it first via nursery rhyme, then a Friends episode, or a mock Friends episode, then a boring definition using hierarchy, and then finally a fairy tale. In my upcoming solo episodes, I'll delve into large language models, how they're architected, and how they're trained, and some of the innovations in that area. Thanks for joining us at the Super Prompt Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and leave us a 5-star review. See you next week at Super Prompt.